AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Barry Croft Jr. was sentenced to more than 19 years in prison in Michigan. He's one of the leaders of a plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, during the pandemic. The other co-leader, Adam Fox, was sentenced yesterday to 16 years in prison. The conspirators were furious over tough coronavirus restrictions that Whitmer and officials in other states had put in place during the early months of the pandemic, as well as perceived threats to gun ownership. The chances are good if you have a ticket to fly today on Southwest Airlines, you aren't going to get to your destination. While other airlines have recovered from a recent winter storm, Southwest is not. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's been speaking with Southwest CEO.
What this indicates is a system failure, and they need to make sure that these stranded passengers get to where they need to go and that they're provided adequate compensation.
Buttigieg was on ABC's Good Morning America. In a video posted by Southwest, CEO Robert Jordan said the airline would operate a reduced schedule for several days, but hoped to be back on track before next week. Erie County Executive John Poloncarz says it's been a slow recovery from a devastating winter storm around Buffalo, New York.
The tragic stories, the losses of individuals in our community, and it is heartbreaking. It's a gut punch. 2022 has been a horrible year for our community in so many different ways.
The National Guard has been going door to door in parts of Buffalo to check on people who had lost power. Benjamin Netanyahu's incoming hardline Israeli government has put West Bank settlement expansion at the top of its list of priorities a day before it's set to be sworn into office. Netanyahu's Likud party released the new government policy guidelines. Texas wildlife officials say hundreds of bats lost their grip and plunged to the pavement underneath a bridge in Houston after going into hypothermic shock during the state's recent cold snap. This is AP News. Ukraine has bought more than 1,000 drones, mostly for reconnaissance, but some will be used for combat purposes.
Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation and Vice Prime Minister Mykhailo Fedorov told the AP that technology is changing the way nations go to war. Ukraine has purchased drones like the FlyEye, a small unmanned aerial vehicle used for intelligence, battlefield surveillance, and reconnaissance. Fedorov said the next step would be to move to strike drones that, he said, would fly up to 10 kilometers and hit targets. Russian authorities have alleged several Ukrainian drone strikes on its military bases in recent weeks, with some Ukrainian drones shot down deep inside Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
State media reports North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presented new plans to further bolster his military power next year at a meeting of top political officials, in an indication he'll continue his provocative run of weapons displays. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.